from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The boss. So that would be Bruce Springsteen, and I'm running wild here now. I'm sorry.
Bruce Bochy.
Bruce Willis.
Oh, that's good.
Bruce
that's
Bowen. Really good. Now Bruce Willis is good. Here's what I would recommend to people in our final hour to try to win this contest today. Think of an all-time all-timer, and then try to sync it up with someone else. Like Julius Caesar, I referenced earlier, in like Julius Irving. Like
Oprah Winfrey.
Well, that's a hard one. But yes, like that.
If there were another Oprah.
Correct.
That would win.
Yeah, like the Da Vinci types. Think of those types. Yeah.
The one you just said was really good.
Which one?
The Julius one.
Pretty good. I mean, I hate to say it, but Julius Irving is the second Julius in that one. I mean, Julius Caesar is Julius Caesar.
The ones with the really old historical figures are good.
That's my point.
Really that's a winning ones, yeah. answer.
Like and Michelangelo.
I actually find it shameful.
Michael
that
Jordan.
You stole that, Joe. I think it's problematic.
Yeah, that's Joe's like 10th answer.
He took Julius Caesar and Julius Irving.
Yeah, like, it's a good one.
It's the perfect answer for us here in
Philly.
It's
a big one. It's a big one.
That's huge. It's the ultimate answer. And you.
He just took it.
All right, who was the printing press guy?
Why
Gutenberg.
Did you feel like you needed to do that?
Because I'm a bonehead. I do dumb things. What's Gutenberg's first name?
Steve.
No, not that actor. The printing press guy.
Oh, Johann. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Johann
maybe?
Gutenberg.
Right, and Johann Rojas.
I might be wrong.
There you go.
Gutenberg, I don't know his name.
I don't remember his name either.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, think of the big historical people and then try to... Anyway, let's go to Mark in Chalfont. Good morning, Mark. Oh, hold on. We got to get his phone in a better spot.
It is Johannes. Johannes Gutenberg.
All right, how about this? Elizabeth 1, Elizabeth 2.
Wow.
It's pretty big, man.
Super Does
boring.
That count, though?
They both had like 50-year reigns.
You want to vote for that boring
well,
ass?
Elizabeth 1 did a lot more than Elizabeth 2 because she actually ran the country. Elizabeth 2 is a figurehead.
Yeah.
But, I mean, don't get me wrong. She didn't have
American.
She had an impact. Well, it is un-American. All right. Let's go back to the phone.
Sean, not a good time for the
right.
Yeah.
All right, Sean in Mullica Hill. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, pal?
Hi, Sean.
Hey. Just wanted to kind of talk about the deadline. I honestly feel like if you have gotten to the best record in baseball with the current offense you have, I know not everyone at the bottom is performing as much as we'd like, but I feel like you could always use more pitching. So why not kind of go for like a little bit of a sleeper trade for a starter. I'm not saying.
Oh, no need, like Sean. No need.
Well, I'm a starter or reliever, I'm saying.
There's a difference. I mean, two different things. So, look, here's the primary reason you don't need to trade. Two primary reasons you don't need to trade for a starting pitcher. One, because you got the best starting pitching in baseball. And two, barring injury, you're fully stocked starting pitchers for the All-Star game. I mean, excuse me, for the playoffs. I mean, like, Aaron Nola is the only guy that's going to get the ball in October as a starting pitcher who did not make the All-Star team. And other than two starts, he would have cruised to the All-Star game.
True, but I'm also saying how now you have Ranger Suarez who's struggling, and I'm not pushing the panic button yet. I think I have to see how he comes out after the All-Star break. It might just be he's getting a little worn down. But now you have Wheeler's back, which they're going to pay extreme close attention to. That's my only thing is just like, do you kind of just go after a starter just to kind of be like, all right, like, do we kind of just be safe and get a starter because injuries are kind of
Sean, I'll tell you why I also don't think you need it. This season has shown they do have other options already in house. Like, we'll see when Turnbull gets back, we'll see when Taiwan gets back, but they're coming back at some point. You have Mercado. I'm not saying he's great, but you have him. You have the dude that pitched on Saturday, Tyler Phillips. I might be forgetting one or two others, but I mean, the bottom line is it's not like
the point is Spencer Turnbull, Tyler Phillips, like these are guys. I knew Andrew Painter. Like I knew a couple names, big names apparently. That Tyler Phillips, this guy just came up and performed so admirably.
Look, yeah, Sean,
and it was a name I never heard of.
And when I say Tyler Phillips, just to be clear, I'm talking about if Wheeler's out. Let's say he just misses 15 days at some point. I don't feel like I'm going to lose the division if I have to pitch Tyler Phillips three or four times.
Oh, no, I agree. I'm just more thinking do they try and be cautious now? But again, like you said, I mean, it's a good problem to have with the amount of starting.
Well, I'll say this. The Whit Merrifield being cut tells me the Phillies aren't fooling around, and I appreciate that.
Well, it's the third year in a row that they've done this. They did it with Gregorius and then Harrison last year. So I agree that I'm glad that they're not just saying, we'll wait and give them more time. Like, no, but I don't think that influences a trade for a top outfielder. I'm not trying to sell, you know, Aide Miller and Painter and everything for Luis Robert. My opinion. I'm not selling.
All right, Sean, give me an answer here. Accomplishment, two people, same first name.
I'll say two of the best to ever do it, Jack Nicholson and Jack Nicklaus.
You know, that's a pretty big answer right there.
I like that answer.
I do too.
And I love the symmetry of it all. And
yeah.
It's really, always been really confusing. Good.
I know. I always get those two names confused. Mixed up when I'm saying it.
I pretty much get it right, but I often feel unsure as I'm saying one or the other.
I always call Jack Nicholson. Well, he's the one who comes to mind.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done that, but I worry about doing that. Is my point.
Okay.
Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, Joe. Welcome back, John, Richie.
Thanks, Ed.
So I wanted to, you know, ignore the turd in the punch bowl that happened during yesterday's game and just focus on the Eagles.
Sure.
I think for the Phillies, they just need to get away and recharge as much mentally as physically. But so that's really all to say about that.
Look, they're fine. I'll just say this, Ed. They would have won the game yesterday likely if Zach Wheeler pitched. He was injured, so they lost. Okay.
Yeah.
No big deal.
So for the Eagles, I think, you know, obviously there's this huge – I don't know if chasm's the right word, but of leadership with Kelce leaving. But the fact remains is they do already have some pretty good leadership within that room in Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson's an emerging.
Devontae.
Jeff Stoutland.
Just specifically on the offensive line, though, and I think we're also discounting the possibility that Cam Jurgens himself, in addition to his skills, could be an amazing leader. Like, we need to kind of see that play out.
That's fair.
I'm frankly feeling pretty optimistic about that. I mean, you don't start 30 some odd games at Nebraska in what is arguably the hardest position in the offensive line without being a good leader. So
look, Ed, let me tell you something, man. I think of all the moves that helped the Eagles sort of forge toward the future, the Cam Jurgens and Landon Dickerson picks were really smart. You know, really, I mean, they really nailed it with those picks, I think. And, you know, so I'm glad that Howie did that.
I had my doubts about Landon Dickerson. I was concerned about the Landon Dickerson pick because of the injury history. Yeah. Yeah. Both legs, both knees. You know, wow, that was pretty deep. And he's been great.
And here's the thing.
Beyond
it was
beyond great.
And it was a gutsy pick considering what had happened with Sidney Jones.
Yeah.
Who was a second-round pick who really couldn't play because of injury.
And Landon Dickerson came in here, put all similar. The injuries behind him.
Yep.
He's now an all-pro.
Yeah. Got a huge contract.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great football player.
Yeah, and one thing with Cam Jurgens is he's got about 30 or 40 pounds on Kelsey, so he's going to be able to hold up better in one-on-one against guys like Vita Vea and Dexter Lawrence, which gave Kelsey problems. So.
Is that true, John? Is he that much bigger than Kelsey?
I'm not sure. But, I know he's bigger, and that will help. But, man, look, I think Cam Jurgens has a lot of physical skills that we aren't fully giving him the plaudits he deserves because it's Jason Kelsey we're comparing him to. It really is hard to compare to one of the best centers to ever play the game. But this young man has a skill set that is very comparable to one of the best centers who ever played the game. I know it sounds silly almost. It sounds improbable, but he has the potential to be that good. Let's not sell him short on what he could be, which is
he could be a very good player.
One of the best Jason Kelsey's impersonations we've ever seen this year.
Well, maybe. We'll see. Ed, give me a great answer. Two people, same first name.
How about Lionel Richie, Lionel Messi?
You know, so Messi is really big. Lionel Messi and Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie's pretty awesome.
No,
man.
I love him.
See the speaking of Messi, the disaster that was that Copa final last night.
I heard something weird happen.
And there were fans breaking into Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, so it was like overfilled by thousands of people. Like you should see the photos. It's like destroyed escalators. There were just like it was an unsafe amount of humans in one stadium.
Did they play the game?
They played the game. Yeah. Yeah, I actually don't even know who won because I didn't finish watching.
They totally broke through the security.
And it was like unsafe. It was an unsafe amount of people in the stadium. They couldn't do anything about it. They just let the game play on. It was crazy.
Wow. I did see headlines. I didn't dive into that. But
yeah, look at photos when we're off of Hard Rock Stadium. It's kind of wild.
And is that where the Marlins play?
No, it's where the Dolphins play?
Yeah. Marlins used to play there.
Gotcha.
They moved out of it. It's still the Dolphins stadium.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, so here's a tweet.
Is there still baseball? Is there any baseball played in that stadium?
Not anymore.
Okay.
But it's like where Halliday's perfect game was, but they've since moved out.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's a tweet I saw over the weekend that I had forgotten about this. This was probably like a whole year ago, early training camp, I think. And so, John, the Sirianni and Jalen Hurts thing, we're all like, you know, what's going on there? You know, something doesn't seem right. By the way, next week's going to be fascinating. Because training camp starts in 8 days, which means all those press conferences start in 8 or 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a Sirianni press conference. You're going to get Hurts press conference. People are going to ask Jalen, what did you mean by that answer you gave at the podium? Does he relent and go all praise to Sirianni, or does he hold back? If he goes all in, do you feel telling the truth
or not?
Going to be fascinating. It's going to be fascinating.
We've got to consider the possibility that the PR staff there, they've been discussing how to deal with this appropriately.
But
they might not know which direction they're going to go in.
Well, does Hurts even want to take the PR staff's guidance? I don't know. I mean, if Hurts is annoyed at Sirianni and the PR staff essentially works for Sirianni, you know, if Bob Lang, who runs the Eagles PR, you know, public relations, press relations, all that sort of stuff, if he says to Hurts, all right, Jalen, let's talk about the, you're going to be asked about Nick Sirianni. Here's what we recommend you say. Like, is he going to say that or is he not going to say that?
See, I don't know if that's how it works.
Well, I don't know either.
I have no idea.
I tend to think it's, here are the questions you're likely to get. You know, let's start working toward answers.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming it's somewhat like that also.
Yeah, I mean, I would think. But here's my point. So next week's going to be amazing and fascinating.
But to your point, it doesn't seem like he took the advice of the PR staff, at least the most recent time.
Well, he was probably not.
That he talked about Nick Sirianni.
Look, he might not have been prepped for that question. You know, how do you think your coach is handling basically doing less? So maybe he wasn't prepped for that question. But to use a problem-solving term that, you know, we've talked about problem solving a bit today because we saw Kelce as a problem solver on the field. You know, I wouldn't say Jalen Hurts problem solved that question well. Like, if he wasn't prepared for it, it's like, dude, do a better job coming up with something. But anyway, so here's what I'm getting at, John. Next week will be fascinating. And I'm certain there's something there in a form of consternation between Hurts and Sirianni. I've heard too much privately from people for me to believe anything otherwise. And someone, whoever this guy is on Twitter this weekend, I saw a tweet. And this is the beginning part of what he wrote. Sirianni, because we do wonder, like, what does it stem from? Like, what is the problem, right? This guy wrote, Sirianni made Hurts do fumble drills in front of the entire team last year. No respect, humiliating. And I thought, I wonder if that was something that set in motion. Because we talked about that last year when it happened, but it was only a storyline that lasted for like a day or two. And then everyone just kind of forgot about it. I mean, John, is that so a quarterback that almost...
I hadn't thought about that.
I hadn't either. So let me ask you, because you've been in NFL lockers, you played...
heavy-handed.
So would you say that
I don't know how it went down. If it was Nick Sirianni singling him out in front of the team, saying... you know, take this ball you're carrying around all day and you can't let it drop.
Yep.
You know, that kind of thing.
That thing, sure.
That is absolutely an unnecessary slap in the face that I would also be offended by if I were Jalen.
But there is something to be
that
said for
it. That is way too far. That is like juvenile. You just treated a grown man like he was a child.
Who almost won you the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Who also, though,
and
for what it's worth.
This is not what...
Who also fumbled in the Super Bowl, which was a big problem where you didn't win the Super Bowl.
But every player, all a player wants is to be treated fairly. And
well, respect, right?
With respect.
Yeah.
Yes, fairly and with respect.
Because fairly would be...
Not with respect. I don't know how fair... I can't evaluate everything that went into that, but that is not that's not the way he probably would have preferred... dealt with in front of the team.
We saw video of
that undermines his ability to lead.
Yeah, remember that video, and he did not look happy.
He did not look happy.
And I didn't know if it was because, you know, he was tired and didn't want to do the drill, or if it was because he was embarrassed or mad about it. It could have been a combination of all three. But he did not look like he was having a good time.
No,
doing those drills.
And it made so
I forgot about that too.
I had totally forgotten about it. Mm-hmm. And then I saw this tweet this week, and I was like,
yeah.
You know, like, it might not be the biggest log, but it might have been a log that created a fire.
If that's something that was a regular occurrence also.
Well,
you know, like,
we don't know.
If Jalen, look, he is so tough-minded, you know, it's possible that Nick Sirianni uses that to help coach the team. You know, we've heard a lot about how Bill Belichick treated Tom Brady.
Right.
Kind of aggressively in the way that he coached him.
Yep.
Maybe Nick Sirianni trying to do the same thing, took it a little too far for Jalen's taste.
Maybe.
And that was a point of contention.
Yeah, might have. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Joe calling from Northeast Philadelphia. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Gary. How you doing, Devin, Joe, John, and Dan? What you were talking about, I want to talk about Suarez, please, and maybe the Phillies have a diamond in the rough down at with the Iron Pigs. But we were talking about...
Is that Scott Kingery with his 17 home runs?
No. there's JoJo White. And Joe, you didn't mention about, and I hate this guy, Osuna is going to also be in a home run derby.
Who's going to be in it?
Ozuna. Marcelo Ozuna.
Yeah, I said Ozuna.
Yeah. Did you? Okay. Yeah, I mean, his antics before coming to the plate, I like to see it.
It's a little theatrical.
They would have drilled him. Yeah, that's what should have happened to him. In reference to Ranger Suarez, I don't think he has a bad back or tired or anything like that. Why I say that is, you know, during the course of this year, you have seen Ranger between batters trying to, like, stretch his back. And the announcers have said, you know, I wonder if there's something wrong with his back or something, you know. And so I doubt it's that. I think the problem is, since JT Realmuto was injured, the Phillies have played 31 games, and they're 17-14 during that time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stubbs is 10-6 catching, and Marshawn is 7-8. And he has caught all the six games with Suarez. And I think it's the pitch calling.
It could be, Joe. Listen, it's possible. I mean, it's impossible for us to know if that's the thing, but you might be right. It might be.
Joe, why I say that, and I think I've called into other shows and brought this point up. Suarez, see if you can get the post game with him in the last start.
Okay.
And he mentioned through the interpreter about choices in pitches, and then followed up by better location. So I know he has the last say of what he wants to throw, but he does say that. Choices and some like choices and pitches, and there, and that's, you know, that's telling me that's a problem. Him throwing to Marshawn. And in reference to this diamond in the rough, I go through the Iron Pig stats and I look. There's this outfielder named Cal Stevenson. He's a left hand hitter, plays all three outfield positions. Left-handed thrower, and he's hitting 304, and he's played like 77 games. What I like about it, he's only struck out 46 times, he's walked 42 times, and stole 23 out of 27. Now, Joe, this guy doesn't have that much major league experience. I'll tell you, the Giants designated him for assignment last year, and the Phillies got him. So
look, Joe, I don't know anything about him. I mean, maybe he's a Crash Davis type who's really good in the minors and not good in the majors, which was Kevin Costner's character in Bull Durham. I don't know. I have no idea.
The fact that he doesn't strike out, I like, but he had in 22, he was up with Oakland for 60 at bats, and he went to 10 hits, 60 for 10 and 60.
Well, that's not good.
But Joe, he only got 60 at bats.
No, I understand. I got. And look, we'll keep our eye out for him. All right, yeah, Joe, give me an answer. Two people, very accomplished, same first name.
Roberto Duran and Roberto Clemente.
You know, that's pretty big. I mean, in the sports world, I don't think it's going to win, but it's solid. I mean, Duran and Clemente is a big answer for sure. John, I've been trying to figure out this. I mean, I don't want to like, I've been trying to just come up with huge people in history and then try to link them up. And some of them are very hard. Like Winston Churchill and Winston Salem?
Justice. Winston, yeah.
Winston Justice.
Winston Justice. It's problematic that that's
all right, let me give you another one. Here you go. Albert Einstein and Albert
Pujols.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, why was that my first thought, too? I just can never say
I think
last
that might be the most famous Albert that I know
there's
of.
There's so many more famous Al's.
Albert Hitchcock.
That's pretty
that's
big.
That's a great one.
Hainsworth?
That's who'd you say, Dan?
Albert Hainsworth?
Albert Hainsworth, yeah. No, Hitchcock and Einstein, that's pretty
Hitchcock
solid.
Hitchcock and Einstein could win.
We are really taking a lot of answers off the board here.
But, I mean, the thing about this game, we could play it forever. I mean,
yeah,
it's you know, there's so many names. All right, 215-592-9494. Time's yours up ahead. Poll results as well. Joe Cameron, John Rich on 94 WIP.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Let's get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, well, good day to all. Wonderful to be with you. Joe and Hugh coming up at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. All right, shame on us. Shame on DeCamera, Richie, Caney, and Dan Wilson in today for Seltzer, because obviously Albert Hitchcock and Albert Einstein and Alfred Hitchcock have two different names.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, and we all missed it. Devin said it.
Bad job by me.
Well, worse job by you, because you brought it to the table, but we all missed it.
Devin said, Albert Hitchcock.
It sounded right to me.
It sounded great.
And I was so proud of myself.
Oh my gosh.
I thought it was so good.
I thought you nailed it.
Look, tomato, tomato, Albert.
Well, but Albert Hitchcock.
No, but see, it's not
Alfred
tomato.
Einstein.
Tomato, tomato is about pronunciation. This is like two different names.
I know.
So anyway.
I'm joking.
All right, so we're still looking for the best answer, or maybe we've already heard it. We'll say, for most accomplishment of two different people with the same first name. All right, hit us up here. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Justin in Tennessee. Good morning, Justin.
What's happening, lady and fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well, Justin.
Having some fun, Justin. It's good to have Richie back.
It's too bad, John. I wish I could have met you last week. Joe, I appreciate you having me and my son and our other buddy, Richie, in. It was awesome. My son was tickled to death, man.
Good.
He talked about that all day long.
Justin in studio with us.
Yeah. Oh, man. Would have been great.
It would have been nice, but hey, there'll be other times, y'all. Real quick, I totally agree with John. I think Saquon is quite possibly the number two or maybe number three best back in the league. I think right now McCaffrey is. And when you look like what happened with McCaffrey when you got him out of Carolina into a real functioning offense with real, you know, just great players all around him.
Yeah.
That makes a ton of difference to a guy. And also getting out of a culture like that into a winning culture, it lifts your spirits and everything up. In my opinion, I would say so. I mean, am I right, John?
Your confidence affects the way that you play. Your belief affects the way that you play. I can't imagine the learned hopelessness that adds up when you're Saquon Barkley running behind that offensive line up there in New York. I can't imagine it just beating my head against that, quite literally, a wall for five years.
And also, somebody brought this up a week or so ago, too, like playing on that turf up there and then coming to the link and playing. I mean, that's got to be huge because, I mean, everybody knows that how bad that turf is up there in that state.
Well,
I mean, there's just all
grass
kinds of
is better. Every player out there would prefer to be out there on the grass like the Eagles have. It's great for Saquon. I'm so glad for him coming home, playing in a system that will work for him. We know that it's exciting and it's going to change the way our offense functions in a great way.
Justin, big time answer. Two names, same name, two people.
Can I take a haymaker even though I can't win it, or should I just do just a?
So you're saying if this is the winning answer, you will decline winning because you're far away and can't make the concert. Fair enough. Give me the best answer you got.
Abraham in the Bible and Abraham Lincoln
has already been said. Give me another one.
Tom Brady, Tom Hanks. All right, I love y'all.
You got it, buddy. Brady and Hanks had not been said as a combo. Brady and someone else have been said, but not Hanks. So I'm looking last year, John. Not that the Pro Bowl roster is the end all be all.
So who's better, Brady and Hanks or Brady and Cruz?
I would say Brady and Cruz.
I think Brady and Cruz is better too.
Yeah.
But man.
I think so.
That's just
It's close.
Hair's breadth.
No, I agree. So I'm looking at the Pro Bowl roster from last year. Not that that is the end all be all of who the best players in football are, because it's obviously often not, but just to kind of get my brain acclimated to who the running backs were so we can sort of assess, well, where is Saquon? So check this
Jonathan
out.
Jonathan Taylor should be way up there.
I think Jonathan Taylor might be the second best back in football. It's just a guess. But all right, so if we are to assume McCaffrey's one, the question is Saquon two? Is he three? Is he four? Is he five? All right, so last year for the AFC, this is, by the way, I think we're in a pretty low tide or ebb, what's the term here, for running backs. Like, these are not phenomenal players at this stage. So Raheem Mostert last year, James Cook of the Bills, and Derrick Henry of Tennessee. Now, if it was Derrick Henry 5 years ago, that's a different deal.
Yeah.
But it's, so I would say that's a relatively weak group of AFC running backs. Then you get to the NFC side. Obviously, McCaffrey. You had DeAndre Swift. You had Kyren Williams, the Rams running back, and Jahmyr Gibbs. It's not great.
No.
Now, there were certain guys with injuries. Obviously, the dude in Green Bay was injured. Aaron Jones, for a good portion of the year, he came back and was explosive in the playoffs. You know, you got the Jacobs.
Nick Chubb.
Chubb got injured right away.
And
he got injured in the first game, right?
And I feel like early. I sort of forgot about what he can bring.
Right. And Dobbins, didn't he get hurt? The Ravens guy?
Yeah.
Bunch of dudes got hurt last year. So, I don't know. I mean, listen, is Saquon two? Maybe. Maybe he's two in the
league. I like Saquon better than Josh Jacobs, who a lot of people have really high on a lot of lists. Derrick Henry is just such a beast, and I thought for sure last year would be the one that he fell off the planet.
Yeah,
he didn't.
Yeah, he's hanging in there.
Last year, I think he was second in the league in terms of rush yards, and that's coming back from a major injury in 2021.
And who's he playing for now? Didn't he switch teams?
Baltimore Ravens. Think about that.
He's going to be a thumper to Lamar's.
Oh, my gosh.
That's interesting. That's interesting. All right. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. We got two different poll questions, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering incredible lease offers on the all-new Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive. All right. First poll question. As we've been discussing throughout the show related to the Eagles, are we overlooking or minimizing the loss of Jason Kelce as the Eagles gear up to try to make a Super Bowl push this year? A, yes. B, no. John, where do you think the votes came in on this one on Twitter?
I'm going to say 70% said yes.
57% said yes on Twitter. I'd say on the phone lines, about 70% on the phone line said yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, second poll question. Now, John, before you make your selection of how you think people voted, let's all vote ourselves here on the show today. So we were trying to figure out who's the Phillies' first half MVP. And again, Twitter only lets us have four choices. That's why Bohm's not in this. Christopher Sanchez is not in this. Strom's not in this. Hoffman's not in this. JT's not in this. But the four we went with in order, alphabetical order, for first half MVP, Bryce Harper, who obviously has been phenomenal but missed some time. Ranger, phenomenal until he wasn't. I mean, Ranger at his best this year was better than anyone else. Like, Ranger at his best for like 2 months was better than anybody, but he tailed off. Choice C, Trey Turner, who's been consistently hitting, consistently not a great fielder, and obviously missed 6 weeks, but man, he's been hot at the plate. And choice D, Zach Wheeler, the pitcher most people would say, hey, that's the Phillies' best pitcher. And he's been consistent the whole time. I mean, he's been awesome. So, John, Harper, Ranger, Trey, or Zach Wheeler, who would you personally pick?
Bryce Harper.
Devin, where would you go with this?
I mean, if you're thinking best all-around option here, it's Bryce Harper. So I'd pick Bryce.
Dan, where are you at?
I would also say Bryce.
I would, too. I think it's close.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really close. Because I got to tell you, I mean, Zach Wheeler's a rock star.
Mm.
And Rangers' 2 months were unbelievable. But maybe it was 2.5 months. All right, John, where do you think the poll results came in? Bryce, Ranger, Trey, Zach.
I think Bryce wins this running away.
He does win it, but not running away.
All right.
40% of the vote for Bryce, 24% for Trey Turner, 23% for Ranger, 13% for Zach Wheeler.
Jeez, that's really divvied up.
It is divvied up. I mean, look, Ranger, until the last, you know, whatever it's been, 4, 5, 6 starts, I mean, he was 9-0.
Yeah.
With an ERA,
and it was un. Yeah.
It was like a 1.3 ERA or something for whatever the heck it was.
But he's come back to earth.
All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I am officially hitting the panic button on Ranger Suarez. He looks terrible and is regressing fast, and we should all be concerned.
I'm a little concerned. Yeah, I mean, I'm not massively concerned, but I am definitely concerned to an extent because it has been about a month of not being as good. And he even looked frustrated the other day. That one ball got by, I want to say Trey Turner. I can't quite remember. There was a play where a defender had, I think it was Trey, had a chance to make it and didn't. And you could tell Ranger was frustrated, which he doesn't normally show that. So, yeah, I'm a little concerned.
Guys, can we stop talking about Jason Kelce? I get all emotional when the floodgates open. I'm sorry, I make fun of myself. I should.
Pretty good, man. I got to tell you, sir, that was pretty good.
John, every Philadelphia Phillies fan knows there's only one Jimmy when we say Jimmy talking about that franchise. It's Jimmy Rollins. The hammer's the hammer. Why don't you come back with some grace and bend the knee, baby?
Oh,
the time is yours.
Wilson, you don't have the freaking drop word thing up. I'm playing sound here. Can you do your job back there? Tell me when I'm allowed to play sound. Can I play it now? Is it going to work? Oh, no. He's all confused because you got to do Time's Yours and 16 things at once. But just score 1-4. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Joe, did you know that the Oakland Athletics have a player you wish you had his name? J.J. Bidet?
Wow, how about that? How about that? I like it. I like it a lot.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So Dan Wilson made two mistakes there. The first is he didn't have the drop word ready. Like,
who do you think you are? I am.
Right? He proved he's not Seltzer because he didn't have the drop word ready. The second thing is he didn't give me the signal that was the last Time's Yours call for me to say, like, with that,
we shut it down. I usually tell you ahead of time. The last few times it's been four. That's
so,
my bad.
Like,
where did he get the affront?
I mean, Wilson, I champion you to, you know, there's no seltzer. Let's have Wilson in. And then, you know, come on.
How rude.
Come on,
he
man.
Let you down.
All right, let's go to the phones. Just all in good fun, playing around. All right, let's talk to Linda calling from Lower Providence. What's up, Linda?
Good morning, morning show. How is everybody?
Doing well, Linda.
I just want to say, I'm well, too. Thank you. I just want to say I haven't watched an All-Star game in years, but I will be watching this year, mainly because I want to see as many of our guys who get a chance to be in, and I want to see if the announcers are going to disrespect us.
You know what? I can't imagine they will, Linda, because, I mean, with the best record and 8 All-Stars, I mean, how do you disrespect that?
I'm hoping. I'm going to tape it just so I can go back and re-listen to every little word they have to say.
It will be fun to watch tomorrow night. I mean, really should be a moment of being proud. And I know they're not all going to play. I assume they'll all still be in the lineup. When I say lineup, I mean when they introduce the players before the game and they line up along the first and third base line, I would imagine they'll all be there. Maybe someone will give that Cliff Lee death stare. Devin, do you remember that about 10 years ago?
I do. So I didn't remember it, but it was recently like making the rounds on social media, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's just incredible. Incredible by Cliff Lee.
And then there was one, I think, Chase one time. Didn't he drop an F-bomb at Mets fans?
I mean, probably.
He said, boo, F you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am very proud, and I can't wait to watch.
I love it. Linda, give me an answer. Two accomplished people, same first name.
Okay, right up your alley. Isaac Newton. Isaac Asimov.
And who's Isaac Asimov?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, please.
I don't know who
science
that is.
Fiction writer,
I don't know
man.
Who that is either. Oh,
science fiction.
He wrote Foundation,
Isaac
right?
Asimov is one of the biggest.
Well, all right, two of the three of us don't know him. Dan Wilson, do you know Isaac Asimov?
No, I've never heard the name.
All right. Okay.
So, sounds like a kid I went to Hebrew school with.
I mean, Richie, I mean, not everyone knows Isaac Asimov.
Yeah, like he's, it's not a household.
It's not Michael Jordan now, all right? Let's rein it in here a little bit. Joe and Yaden. Joe, good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, and the rest of the day as to you as well.
Is that an Irish accent
that up.
For you?
And the rest of the day to you as well.
Thank
I tried
you,
an Irish accent.
Two quick comments.
Yes, sir.
One regarding the Phillies. Now, granted, they played a football game yesterday. They got their asses kicked. Part of my fantasy got kicked in the butt. And but you know what? It's the All-Star game. Rework it and start the second half. You know, just rally out and see what goes.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Phillies are I mean, we'll see in October, but the Phillies are in as good a spot pretty much as you can be at this stage.
I agree. And also, too, I must point out, I have a John Ritchie jersey.
Wow.
Since you play for the Eagles.
Thank you for that.
And hopefully
appreciate
someday I can actually get you to sign it. You know, meet you in person and sign it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Okay. I appreciate your support, Joe. All right, Joe, there aren't very many folks like you.
Joe, we got to start turning quickly here. We got to move fast. Two people, same first name, accomplished. This is for tickets to Dave Matthews. What do you got?
Okay, I think I got the winner. Paul McCartney and Paul. Pope Paul.
Wait, who what? Paul?
Pope Paul.
Oh, Pope Paul. Okay. Well, okay. So I don't know which Pope that is. I know John Paul. I mean, he could have said Paul, you know, St. Paul. But he went with Pope Paul.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know Pope Paul.
I don't know. And does that count as a first name if it's Pope Paul? Is it like is his name
right.
actually Paul, or is it a chosen?
That's right. Might have changed the name.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
And then there was a Pius. Wasn't there a Pius back in like the '50s? Pope Pius.
I have no idea.
Before John Paul II and one. I'm pretty light on the post back then. All right, we're moving fast. Sean in Havertown. Sean, give me an answer here. We're moving quick. Two people, same first name.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Arnold Palmer.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, nice.
It's probably not going to win, but it's pretty solid. I got to tell you that. Tom in Delaware. Tom, give us two people.
Well, you're a history buff. George Marshall and George Patton.
George Marshall and George Patton work. So, yeah, George Marshall, incredibly underrated. George Patton had been said earlier in connection with George Washington. Let's get one more. Joe in Skip Pack. Joe, good morning. Give me an answer.
Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Paine.
Wow, that's another one. Yeah, Thomas Paine's a big deal. Often overlooked in American history and French Revolution. John, he impacted both the American and French Revolution, Thomas Paine. And he was very, very instrumental with his pamphlet called what?
Common Sense.
Well done, Richie. All right, so Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Paine, a late quality entry. Schwarzenegger and Palmer. We got Jack Nicklaus and Jack Nicholson. We got George Washington and George Patton, Abraham Lincoln and Abraham, John F. Kennedy, John Lennon. What are we doing here?
The Abraham was pretty good.
I kind of think it's the Abrahams.
Yeah.
Albert Hitchcock, though.
I think it's Abrahams. But the JFK and John Lennon.
That's
really
big, too,
good.
Man.
Roberto Duran and Clemente.
Yeah, that's good, too.
But I think it's Abraham.
Tom Brady had a couple combinations with Hanks. He had a combination with Cruz.
That's a really good one. Cruz and Brady.
Yeah. Look, I think it's Abraham Lincoln and Abraham.
Mm.
It's pretty big.
It's not like you to vote Old Testament.
You know what? We'll score one for the Old Testament today. Everyone have a wonderful rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, they are up next. We shall talk. Hey, good luck to Alec Bohm tonight. Enjoy the All-Star game tonight. All-Star Home Run Derby, that is. We'll talk about all of it and more tomorrow on the day of the baseball All-Star game. We'll have some fun with that tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh up next on 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I am officially hitting the panic button on Ranger Suarez. He looks terrible and is regressing fast, and we should all be concerned.
I'm a little concerned. Yeah, I mean, I'm not massively concerned, but I am definitely concerned to an extent, because it has been about a month of not being as good. And he even looked frustrated the other day. That one ball got by, I want to say Trey Turner. I can't quite remember. There was a play where a defender had, I think it was Trey, had a chance to make it and didn't. And you could tell Ranger was frustrated, which he doesn't normally show that. So, yeah, I'm a little concerned.
All right, guys, can we stop talking about Jason Kelce? I get all emotional when the floodgates open. I'm sorry, I make fun of myself. I should.
Pretty good, man. I got to tell you, sir, that was pretty good.
John, every Philadelphia Phillies fan knows there's only one Jimmy when we say Jimmy talking about that franchise. It's Jimmy Rollins. The hammer's the hammer. Why don't you come back with some grace and bend the knee, baby?
Oh,
the time is yours.
Wilson, you don't have the freaking drop word thing up. I'm playing sound here. Can you do your job back there? Tell me when I'm allowed to play sound. Can I play it now? Is it going to work? Oh, no. He's all confused because you got to do Time's Yours and 16 things at once. But just score 1-4. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Joe, did you know that the Oakland Athletics have a player you wish you had his name? J.J. Bidet?
Wow, how about that? How about that? I like it. I like it a lot.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So Dan Wilson made two mistakes there. The first is he didn't have the drop word ready. Like,
who do you think you are? I am.
Right? He proves he's not Seltzer because he didn't have the drop word ready. The second thing is he didn't give me the signal that that was the last Time's Yours call for me to say, like, with that,
we shut it down.
We
yeah,
it
I
down.
Usually tell you ahead of time. The last few times it's been four. That's
so,
my bad.
Like,
where did he get the affront?
I mean, Wilson, I champion you to, you know, there's no Seltzer. Let's have Wilson in. And then, you know, come on.
How rude.
Come on,
he
man.
Let you down.
All right, let's go to the phones. Just all in good fun, playing around. All right, let's talk to Linda calling from Lower Providence. What's up, Linda?
Good morning, morning show. How is everybody?
Doing well, Linda.
I just want to say, I'm well, too. Thank you. I just want to say I haven't watched an All-Star game in years, but I will be watching this year, mainly because I want to see as many of our guys who get a chance to be in, and I want to see if the announcers are going to disrespect us.
You know what? I can't imagine they will, Linda, because, I mean, with the best record and 8 All-Stars, I mean, how do you disrespect that?
I'm hoping. I'm going to tape it just so I can go back and re-listen to every little word they have to say.
It will be fun to watch tomorrow night. I mean, really should be a moment of being proud. And I know they're not all going to play. I assume they'll all still be in the lineup. When I say lineup, I mean when they introduce the players before the game and they line up along the first and third base line, I would imagine they'll all be there. Maybe someone will give that Cliff Lee death stare. Devin, do you remember that about 10 years ago?
I do. So I didn't remember it, but it was recently like making the rounds on social media, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's just incredible. Incredible by Cliff Lee.
And then there was one, I think, Chase one time. Didn't he drop an F-bomb at Mets fans?
I mean, probably.
He said, boo, F you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Well, I am very proud, and I can't wait to watch.
I love it. Linda, give me an answer. Two accomplished people, same first name.
Okay, right up your alley. Isaac Newton. Isaac Asimov.
And who's Isaac Asimov?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Please.
I don't know who
science
that is.
Fiction writer,
I don't know
man.
Who that is either. Oh.
Science fiction.
He wrote Foundation.
Isaac
right?
Asimov is one of the biggest.
Well, all right. Two of the three of us don't know him. Dan Wilson, do you know Isaac Asimov?
No, I've never heard the name.
All right. Okay.
So, sounds like a kid I went to Hebrew school with.
I mean, Richie, I mean, not everyone knows Isaac Asimov.
Yeah, like he's, yeah, it's not a household.
It's not Michael Jordan now, all right? Let's rein it in here a little bit. Joe and Yaden. Joe, good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, and the rest of the day as to you as well.
Is that an Irish accent?
I messed that up.
For you?
And the rest of the day to you as well.
Thank
I tried
you.
An Irish accent.
Two quick comments.
Yes, sir.
One regarding the Phillies. Now, granted, they played a football game yesterday. They got their asses kicked. Part of my fantasy got kicked mm-hmm. in the butt. But you know what? It's the All-Star game. Rework it and start the second half. You know, just rally out and see what goes.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Phillies are good. Yeah. I mean, we'll see in October, but the Phillies are in as good a spot pretty much as you can be at this stage.
I agree. And also, too, I must point out, I have a John Ritchie jersey.
Wow.
Since you play for the Eagles.
Thank you for that.
And hopefully
I appreciate
someday I can get you to sign it. You know, meet you in person and sign it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Okay. I appreciate your support, Joe.
All right, Joe,
there aren't very many folks like you.
Joe, we got to start turning too quickly here. We got to move fast. Two people,
sure.
Same first name, accomplished. This is for tickets to Dave Matthews. What do you got?
Okay, I think I got the winner. Paul McCartney and Paul. Pope Paul.
Wait, who
what?
Paul?
Paul Pope Paul.
Oh, Pope Paul. Okay. Well, okay. So I don't know which Pope that is. I know John Paul. I mean, he could have said Paul, you know, St. Paul. But he went with Pope Paul.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know Pope Paul.
I don't know. And does that count as a first name if it's Pope Paul? Is it like is his real? Is his name
right.
actually Paul, or is it a chosen?
That's right. Might have changed the name.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
And then there was a Pius. Wasn't there a Pius back in like the '50s? Pope Pius.
I have no idea.
Seems like
before John Paul. Before John Paul II and one. I'm pretty light on the post back then. All right, we're moving fast. Sean in Havertown. Sean, give me an answer here. We're moving quick. Two people, same first name.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Arnold Palmer.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, nice.
It's probably not going to win, but it's pretty solid. I got to tell you that. Tom in Delaware. Tom, give us two people.
Well, you're a history buff. George Marshall and George Patton.
George Marshall and George Patton work. So, yeah, George Marshall, incredibly underrated. George Patton had been said earlier in connection with George Washington. Let's get one more. Joe and Skip Pack. Joe, good morning. Give me an answer.
Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Paine.
Wow, that's another one. Yeah, Thomas Paine's a big deal. Often overlooked in American history and French Revolution. John, he impacted both the American and French Revolution, Thomas Paine. And he was very, very instrumental with his pamphlet called what?
Common Sense.
Well done, Richie. All right, so Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Paine, a late quality entry. Schwarzenegger and Palmer. We got Jack Nicklaus and Jack Nicholson. We got George Washington and George Patton, Abraham Lincoln and Abraham, John F. Kennedy, John Lennon. What are we doing here?
The Abraham was pretty good.
I kind of think it's the Abrahams.
Yeah.
Albert Hitchcock, though.
I think it's Abrahams. But the JFK and John Lennon.
That's
really
big, too,
good.
Man.
Roberto Duran and Clemente.
Yeah, that's good, too.
But I think it's Abraham.
Tom Brady had a couple combinations with Hanks. He had a combination with Cruz.
That's a really good one. Cruz and Brady.
Yeah. Look, I think it's Abraham Lincoln and Abraham.
Mm.
It's pretty big.
It's not like you to vote Old Testament.
You know what? We'll score one for the Old Testament today. Everyone have a wonderful rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, they are up next. We shall talk. Hey, good luck to Alec Bohm tonight. Enjoy the All-Star game tonight. All-Star Home Run Derby, that is. We'll talk about all of it and more tomorrow on the day of the baseball All-Star game. We'll have some fun with that tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh up next on 94 WIP.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.